Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines of Sunday, June the 15th. Pope Leo prays for the some 200 victims of a massacre in Nigeria's Benue State. In a message screened at his hometown's baseball stadium, the home of the Chicago White Sox, Pope Leo calls on young people to become beacons of hope. And to mark the Jubilee of Sport, we speak to Father Chase Hilgenbrink, Vocational Director of the Diocese of Peoria, Illinois, and a former professional football player. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tullock. Pope Leo prayed on Sunday for the victims of what he called a terrible massacre in Benue State, Nigeria. Around 200 people were brutally killed in Yelwata, in the Guma local government area, on the night of the 13th and 14th of June, the Pope said. He added that most of them were internally displaced persons sheltered by the local Catholic mission. Speaking just before reciting the Sunday Angelus prayer, the Pope prayed for security, justice and peace in Nigeria, adding that he was thinking in particular of the rural Christian communities of Benue State who have been victims of relentless violence. Responding to the attack, Amnesty International Nigeria on Saturday called on Nigerian authorities to, quote, immediately end the almost daily bloodshed in Benue State and bring the actual perpetrators to justice. On Saturday evening, Pope Leo addressed young people gathered in his hometown of Chicago, urging them to build community, embrace God's love, and become beacons of hope in today's world. As Linda Bordoni reports, the Pope's words were broadcast in a video message screened at his hometown baseball stadium during an event organised by the Archdiocese of Chicago to honour the recent election of their native son, Pope Leo XIV.
Thousands of young people gathered at Raitt Field, home of the Chicago White Sox Major League Baseball team on Saturday, for a joyful celebration organised by the city's archdiocese. In a video message, the newly elected Pope, formerly Archbishop of Chicago, expressed gratitude and encouragement to the young people of his hometown and to the world.
My dear friends, it's a pleasure for me to greet all of you gathered together at White Sox Park on this great celebration as a community of faith in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Reflecting on the significance of the Trinity as a model of divine love and unity, the Pope invited those present to reflect on their own relationships and communities in that same spirit of love, and acknowledging the challenges young people face today, particularly in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, he said,
sometimes it may be that the context of your life has not given you the opportunity to live the faith, to live as participants in a faith community.
But he encouraged them to open their hearts to God's presence,
to that longing for love in our lives, for searching, a true searching, for finding the ways that we may be able to do something with our own lives to serve others.
He highlighted the healing power of faith and community, and he encouraged young people to seek friendship, support, and shared mission in their parishes and neighborhoods.
Coming together as friends, as brothers and sisters, we can find that the Lord's grace, that the love of God can truly heal us.
And he called on those present to become beacons of hope in a world often burdened by division and despair. And referring to St. Augustine's reflections on the restless heart, he reminded young people that their longing for meaning is a sign of spiritual vitality rather than something to suppress.
And we shouldn't look for ways to put out the fire. We should rather get in touch with our own hearts and recognize that God can work in our lives, through our lives, and through us, reach out to other people.
Young people, the Pope reiterated, are called to be agents of peace and unity. The world looks to you to announce a message of true hope and to promote peace. I'm Linda Bordoni.
This Sunday, the Church in England and Wales, as well as the churches in Scotland and Ireland, observe the annual Day of Life, dedicated to raising awareness about the meaning and value of human life at every stage and in every condition. In a telegram marking the occasion, Pope Leo XIV called on all those taking part in the Day for Life to continue to bear witness to the God-given dignity of every person without exception. Christopher Wells has more.
Pope Leo XIV has expressed his spiritual closeness to all those taking part in the 2025 Day for Life, promoted by the Bishops' Conferences of England and Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. The theme for this year's observance, tying in to the Jubilee year, is Hope Does Not Disappoint, Finding Meaning in Suffering. Inspired by St. Paul's invitation in the letter to the Romans to see that Christian hope is not just naive optimism, but rather an unshakable trust in the power and presence of God, who is with us always. This year's Day for Life, the bishops say in a message for the observance, is an invitation to pray for those who suffer and to remain with them like the Good Samaritan, bearing witness to their unique and unrepeatable value. In a telegram addressed to Archbishop John Sherrington of Liverpool, the English and Welsh bishop's point man for life issues, Pope Leo says the Jubilee Year theme seeks to draw people's attention to how the mystery of suffering, so prevalent in the human condition, can be transformed by grace into an experience of the Lord's presence. The Holy Father goes on to pray that through common witness to the God-given dignity of every person, without exception, and to the tender Christ-like accompaniment of the seriously ill, all in society will be encouraged to defend rather than undermine a civilization founded on authentic love and genuine compassion. Pope Leo concludes his message by entrusting the efforts of those taking part in the day to the intercession of Our Lady of Good Counsel, while imparting his apostolic blessing upon them as a pledge of fortitude, joy, and peace in the risen Lord. I'm Christopher Wells.
And today Pope Leo also discussed Floribert Bwanachui, a young border guard from the Democratic Republic of Congo who was martyred in 2007 for refusing to allow a shipment of spoiled rice, which would have endangered the public health, into the country. Pointing out that Chui will be beatified later today, the Pope expressed his hope that his example might give courage and hope to the youth not only of the Democratic Republic of Congo, but of all of Africa. Africa was also the subject of a recent interview Vatican Radio carried out with Archbishop Hubertus van Meegen, Apostolic Nuncio to Kenya. The Archbishop spoke to me earlier about the love he had developed for Africa over decades of service in the continent.
You know, I have a deep love for Africa and the African people because they have taught me that even in the midst of conflicts and problems and terrible challenges, they still keep their humanity. They still have time and possibilities to share with others, to open their doors with others, to share, even in the deepest poverty, still the little food they have with others. And that is something which I feel is typically African, something which we as Western world completely lost. And in that sense, I would nearly say Africa is a school of humanity for many of us, and that's what I feel. And I think Africa has been and is still a grace to me as a person, but it's also a gift to humanity. And we in the West, being myself a Westerner, I can say that, we don't even realize that enough. And even as a church, we don't realize that enough. We still have this idea, Africa, that is, you know, the dark continent, the continent of missionaries, the continent of the conflicts, the continent of sickness, the continent of poverty, the continent where every development doesn't take off and those kind of things. But there's a very different Africa there as well, which you only will discover once you're there. You know, Africa is the future not only of the church, which it really is, because let's say one-third of the population of Catholics is African by now, and it's growing and increasing very quickly. But even in terms of world, you know, in the international context, then it's very clear that Africa within, let's say, 30, 40 years is the continent where it will happen, because there is the youth. There is the future. There is the possibilities and the capacities.
Pope Leo XIV today presided over Mass to close the Jubilee of Sport. Kelsey Gussie tells us more.
Closing the Jubilee weekend dedicated to sport, Pope Leo, in his homily, called sports a way to help us encounter God because they challenge us to relate to others and with others. Not only outwardly, but also and above all, interiorly. If not, he said, sports become nothing more than an empty competition of inflated egos. He argued that sports are more than just about physical achievements, but they require athletes to give of themselves for others. He then suggested three things that make sports a good way of developing human and Christian values. These are solitude, digital society, and competitive society. First, solitude overwhelmingly marks our society as the emphasis has shifted from us to me. This has led to a decreasing concern for others. Yet, sports may offer a solution to this deficit. Sports can become an important means of reconciliation and encounter between peoples and within communities, schools, workplaces, and families.
Può sì diventare uno strumento importante di ricomposizione ed incontro tra i popoli, nelle comunità, negli ambienti scolastici e lavorativi, nelle famiglie.
Turning to the ever-growing digital society we face each day, Pope Leo stressed that sports offer an alternative to virtual worlds. They help preserve a healthy contact with nature and with real life, where genuine love is experienced. The third aspect is the competitive society, which seems to only champion the strong. Sports, on the other hand, Pope Leo said, can teach us how to lose. They force us to confront one of the deepest truths of our human condition, our fragility, our limitations, and our imperfections. Closing the Mass and the weekend dedicated to sports, Pope Leo XIV challenged the athletes present with a mission to reflect in all their activities the love of the triune God for their own good and for that of their brothers and sisters. He urged them to entrust themselves to Mary, who will help guide them towards the greatest victory of all, the prize of eternal life. I'm Kelsey Gussie.
And to mark the Jubilee of Sport, Vatican Radio spoke to Father Chase Hilgenbrink, a former professional football player.
I have to tell you, I learned this, at least in its foundations, from John Paul the Great. He started this office and really started talking about sports and the impact that they had on his life. And he started to talk about the meaning of sport. And when I heard him speak about it, it was the first time that I had ever heard anyone speak about what the meaning of sport was for my life. For me, it was always just entertainment, or it was my hobby. It was what I was good at. It was what I loved to do. It was what brought about some semblance of success and perhaps even fulfillment, at least in the exterior realm of my life. And so, but when I heard John Paul II speak about it, it actually answered that question that you're asking right now. It's like, what is this? How does this translate for the rest of my life? Like, what does it mean in the bigger picture of things? And I heard John Paul II say that sports are the school of moral value. They're the school of moral value, which means that like an athlete on a daily basis, even going to practice and going to games and just living the life of an athlete, that it produces tons of moral virtues in our life, right? Whether that be discipline or teamwork or perseverance or sacrifice, right? You could name almost any virtue and we could show how that is being modeled in sport and how we actually practice that on a daily basis, so much that, as John Paul II says, that it becomes a school for us for the rest of our lives. And I can tell you that's what sport has done for me. It's allowed me to be the priest that I am today. One who desires to live this life of virtue, one who desires to teach the life of virtue. Certainly, there are many human aspects that those virtues allow us to live, but it also has even transferred over into the spiritual and the intellectual and various aspects of my pastoral life that allow me to be a man who feels like he's been through a longer schooling than just my academics.
That's all we have time for on this edition of Vatican and World News. As ever, you can find more on our website, vaticannews.va. Many thanks go to Adriano Vitali in the studio. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tullock. Goodbye.